Hello.
Hello, this is Will. I'm looking to speak to Lenora Hudson.
Yes.
Miss Hudson, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
A survey? I really don't like to deal with no surveys. Is it important?
It is very important. It has to do with some laws and tobacco and drug consuming now in America. Is that okay?
I guess so.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 20th in Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Oh, I vote, plus I work the polls.
Okay, so you will definitely vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you get a chance to vote in 2020 elections for president?
Yes.
Thank you.
I voted and every election since I was 18 years old.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Now, why should I tell you who I voted for?
It's part of the survey. It's part of the survey.
I voted for Biden.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
Okay, who do I sound like?
White.
Oh, I really do. That's good.
Unmistakably. Yeah, thank you.
I really sound white?
Yeah, you do. Well, to me, you do, with all the respect.
Someone else said that to me before, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So is that okay if I mark you down as white?
No, because I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
May I know your race?
I'm black.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
No. That's okay. I said several people have said that to me on the phone.
Okay. Well, you definitely sound very nice. May I ask your age? How old are you?
I'm 75 plus.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm in the middle of everything. What is it?
So you will say moderate?
Yeah, I guess so. You can say
okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied,
no.
Or very dissatisfied?
No, because I don't like what Trump and his people are doing because they lie.
Okay.
And they don't care about you if you don't have any money, even if you are a Republican. He doesn't really care about anybody except himself and his family.
Okay, so you will say you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
No, I'm dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
No, I really don't care. Make it a 8. I don't care because I don't smoke.
Okay. Legalizing marijuana.
A 2.
2. Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That's a 10 because I think women should have a right to say and
okay.
do what they want. Men need to have babies, then they can talk.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
9.
Thank you. Addressing foreign affairs like the war and the Ukraine.
9.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable.
9.
Thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve? Approve? That would be strongly or some way?
Well, I guess I can say strongly. He doesn't have much help from those. He doesn't have really any help from those Republicans. Now, may I ask you a question?
You go ahead.
Are you white?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Well, what are you?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was raised with a lot of Hispanics.
Oh, for real?
And I love Cuban food because I was really born and raised in Miami. Cuban food. Black beans
and
plantains and kingfish and frutabumba and all that good stuff. Okay, keep going. Hello? You there? Hello? Hello? Oh, he hung up.